This minute of Elgin's history is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 14th, 1921, and I'm Larry Drayfall. With more than $163,000 in permits being let, the Kresge Company is making plans for a modern store on the Burritt property on South Grove. Kresge 5 and 10 cents is negotiating with Burritt Heirs for a 99-year lease on the site. Rental for the site is estimated at $5,000 annually. The current Kresge store is there and in place still on a 20-year lease. Popular football coach Paul Church has refused an offer to move to Joliet and will remain the mentor for pigskin players at Elgin High. The announcement was made by Principal W.L. Goebel. While Elgin officials and football aficionados lauded the announcement, the Joliet crowd met the news with disappointment. Church followed his announcement with news of a sports day for high school boys, including track and field competition. The results will be compared with other Big Seven schools to determine a champion among the high schools. The Elgin Teachers Organization failed to be recognized by the Elgin School Board, and the teachers' proposal for a graduated pay schedule was denied. The board denied recognition of the organization, indicating that, as a public institution, it could not be right for a board to make arrangements with such societies. The teachers proposed a uniform pay for all first-year teachers and a graduated scale based on experience in the classroom. It appears, according to Nellie Hannaford, the teacher organization president, that it will take action by the state's legislature to enable such agreements to be made with teachers and boards of education in the state. The State Public Utilities Board has continued the rates charged by the Aurora, Elgin, and Chicago Railway for electric services in both Elgin and Aurora. Rates must remain at the current levels until November 1st. Those were the headline news stories from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the World Wide Web at www.elginhistory.org.